This is Twit.
So what else are you seeing in Q? We've got the permissions revamps that are happening, and you posted a few updates about that, so obviously that's a big deal. The system-wide dark mode. I mean, there's the hints of a desktop mode that you wrote about. How fleshed out, like, was that in the developer settings, and that's one of those things that, like, we're still going to be talking about wondering for the next two versions or what?
Yeah, the desktop mode is still kind of up in the air. I wish I had more information on that. Like, I did discover some more code related to it, but it doesn't tell us anything more than we already know. So I can't really say much more on that, but I have discovered a lot more information on the permissions revamp, which is why I was planning on writing an article tomorrow, pretty lengthy, about everything that we found out about the permissions revamp. Like a few things that I haven't published in any articles yet. Like, so Google is adding a new category of permissions called roles. And what they do are they're kind of like default apps, except there's a lot more of them. Like, there's a call companion role. There's a call screener role. There's an auto assistant role. There's a browser role, a messaging role, which kind of sounds redundant because there's already like default apps for browser and messaging. And what I think Google is planning on doing is they're going to open up a whole bunch of roles. And when an app declares a certain permission and has certain components in their app, and the user says, I want this app to have this role, then all the other permissions that are relevant to that role will be automatically granted. So say like you have a gallery app and you want this app to be the gallery, you want it to have the gallery role, then it'll automatically be granted any permission that's relevant to gallery apps, which is like reading and writing the external storage, reading and writing audio files, images, videos, which are actually separate permissions now in Android Q. So now an app just won't have blanket access to the external storage. Now they'll have to request access to read images, read music files, read video files, read the metadata of image files. So they're really like improving privacy in multiple ways.
That's fascinating. So roles, and is this going to require a lot of input on the user's part to define these things, or this is really up to the app developers to define those roles?
I think this is more of an app developer thing. I wish I could actually like test it out and try it, but the problem is there's not a single app that is implemented yet because there's no one outside of Google and me who has Android Q yet, so I can't really test it. I had to dig around in like a system app to find out what roles do. But I think that's the direction Google is going to take.
Now Bleak in the chat room is pointing something out that Google often, you know, kind of succumbs to, which is going a little bit further down the rabbit hole than maybe anyone feels comfortable with. In other words, Bleak is saying, like, we need more granular. I'm already getting permission fatigue.
I was thinking that too. Like, oh, great, more stuff than I need.
And what you're talking about with roles kind of reminds me of how I felt when I heard about the notification channels, which was like that. You know, that was that feature where you could kind of group certain notifications in with each other, and it sounded really useful and everything. But when it came down to it, as a user, I almost had notification fatigue to the point to where I just didn't want to have to set all that stuff up, you know, and taking the time to do the work ahead of time. Sure, if you're really ambitious and you want to go for it, it probably doesn't take that much time, but it's yet another thing to have to think about and to manage. And at a certain point, birds are just swirling over your head and you're like, I'm done.
It's all the tweeting that you're angrily doing.
Yes, exactly. So hopefully it's not as fatiguing as that can get often with Google stuff.